Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
My co-host and fabulous girl, Susan Z. I love Thursdays because Thursday, Susan and I get to present our guests. And today, we are going to rock and roll with the most fabulous healer I have seen, heard, been with. She's fabulous. And by the way, guys, if anybody's listening out there, she is gorgeous. Her name is Jamie Price. She is an energy healer, a channeler, and a teacher. But before we get to Jamie, I just want to tell you, you know, I'm always saying I'm Aries in the first, and I want to talk about myself and tell you what I do, but I think I'm going to skip it today, and then I'm going to make my girl skip it today.
Surprise, surprise.
Sometimes I got to defer to our guests because, see, I think if I go into this long explanation of what I do and what you do, it is just going to drown out what we need to say about Jamie because she is so fabulous. I don't want anybody to miss a minute of her.
Yeah, let's bang it and let her get on.
Absolutely, but wait, I'm still going to be Aries in the first because I'm still talking. I want to tell you a little bit about Jamie, and now I'll introduce you my girlfriend. Jamie, besides a healer and a channeler, she does a modality called crystalline soul healing. She channels energies in light energy language, and she also channels Illyrian counsel focused on ascension. I know that all of you out there would love to hear from Jamie, and I'm going to let her talk in just 2 seconds. But I have so many questions for this girl that I'm going to let her actually tell you what she does because I've got a whole page here of what she does, but I want you to hear it from her. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Jamie.
Thank you for having me.
We are so happy to have you, and I want to go, I have so many questions, but I want you to tell the listeners and callers exactly what you do, how you do it, where you pick this up from, what it means to you, and everything in between. So I'm going to hand the mic over to you, and believe me, I don't do that much. Go ahead, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you. So I was not a psychic child. I actually had an opening much later in life, and I'm glad that there are people out there having all of those paths, and I'm glad that I wasn't psychic as a child. So I had an opening, a psychic opening in the mid-90s that started gradually in the early 90s and then got much more intense, and I didn't realize for quite a while that I was hearing my guides. I just didn't know why I suddenly knew or why I was thinking about the healing properties of the color green. And as time went on, I started seeing people's auras and seeing ghosts. I could feel them touch me and had all kinds of funky experiences to learn how to deal with my psychic senses. But I started seeing auras and how people connect through energy. And one day I woke up not feeling well, and I had the impulse to run my hand over my body about 2 inches above it, and my hand would get hot, and I would see this gray energy leaving my body, and then I would empty out my hand, and I would wake up feeling better. I'd take a nap and feel better. So I started doing that on my friends and family, and they didn't usually know about it, and they would have the same experience, that they would get better. So as time went on, I started exploring that more and eventually developed my own healing modality, because as I started working on my friends and family with them knowing it, I wanted to know how I could get the most done in the shortest period of time. And so over a period of years, my guides helped me develop a healing modality called crystalline soul healing. So it's a template that runs in the background that helps clear belief systems and emotional imbalances and cords and attachments that we have and many, many more things. So it's a modality that I always do. But then in the early 2000s, when I was working on people, I suddenly started channeling light language. So first it came through my hands, and I would write light language in their energy field, and then I could speak it. And, of course, now I can write it on paper. I can read it from paper. I can sing it and speak it. So the language of light is something that came a little bit later for me, and it was such a profound experience. And yet, when that started happening, I suddenly became very shy. I never had a problem talking in front of people until the light language started. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is like a complete life change for me. So it took me quite a while to muster up the courage to let that shine through. And I'm so glad that I did, because I wouldn't change it for the world. It's something that brings me so much joy, and I get such a reaction from clients that I'm excited to be an ambassador for light language. So all of
that.
Yes, yes. It was a scary trip at first, and now I'm glad I took the journey. And my website, which I'm sure we'll cover again at the end, is jamieprice.com, JamieePrice.com, and there you can find all about my healing modality, light language products, and my monthly newsletter, my weekly light blast. I send those out to help light workers focus on their self-healing. Lots of great stuff there, and I hope you'll stop by and say hello to me there.
I think that's fabulous. I love when you get the callers and listeners. Yeah, you know what, Susan? We'll have to just drop by, won't we?
I know. Yes, you know, we have plans for that. Jamie, I have a question for you real quick, you know, before we start all the healing sessions.
Mm-hmm.
When you were having all of these awakenings and these healing powers, did you study with anybody or anybody help you, or it was just like, you know, you and all the powers that be gathered together and it happened?
Mm-hmm. Good question. I did not at first. It took me a while to actually even realize I was hearing clairaudient messages, because I thought they were just my thoughts. And so for a period of probably 6 years, it was just me and my guides. And eventually I did realize that I was having a communication and that I was receiving information through impulses, and that's how I could define what was going on. So I spent about 6 years just figuring this out on my own, and then I started talking to people. I actually started doing massage therapy, and that helped expose me to more people that, you know, knew about energy healing. So eventually I took some classes and things like that, which I think is really valuable. I studied theta healing by Anna Stiebel's modality, which I think
fabulous
is wonderful.
Fabulous.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And
well, you know,
I did some other things too. But, yeah, so 6 years, just me and the guys, and then I did expose myself to some other things, which really helped.
No, well, let me tell you something, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something, Jamie. If your guys were guys and you spent 6 years with them, that's cool too. So, I love that. You know, I'm all about spending the time with the guys and guys. I'm only kidding. But, you know, I so love that question, Susan. But I also want to know, because it's really interesting to me, I'm looking at, and you have ascension. What does it mean to you, including the five-dimensional living? I know I go into the fifth, although, Susan, keep that quiet. But I'd like to know what you think the fifth dimension is and going into that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for asking that. I love talking about ascension. To me, everything that we're going through is ascension. And for people that are listening to radio shows like this, for people that are on a self-healing path, they're just the ones that are aware of it and actively participating in it. But it's something that everyone is going through.
Oh, yes.
So
we're bringing our whole family with us as we have been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what I consider ascension to be, and what I get from my guides, is that it is our natural point of rapid evolution that we are at right now. If you're familiar with the Mayan calendar, they talk a lot about cycles and also fractal time from Greg Braden, where he talks about essentially time moving in the cycle like the golden mean or the Fibonacci sequence. So things seem to get faster and faster. And that's the same thing with our evolution. Right now we're making leaps and bounds. And I know some people may consider ascension to be something like the, you know, us getting beamed up or something like that. I've never resonated with that. I've always felt like it's an inside job, but we have so many tools available to us now that it's really about bringing all of our senses online. So then if you look at that from a dimensional expression, we consider ourselves living in the third dimension right now, which has width, it has height, and it has depth. But another way of looking at that is a point or a line and then the container, which would be the triangle. That would be the third dimension. So all of our senses are used to perceive this third dimension. When you get into fourth dimensional living, that is when you are starting to have mastery over time or mastery over movement. And so you're starting to notice that by your focus, you can adjust how long things take. Fifth dimensional expression is the dimension of connection. And so once you are fully activating your fifth dimensional expression, you begin to see life and experience life through connection. So you don't see yourself as completely separate from other people or animals or even the earth, and yet you understand the separation of your form. So you perceive through connection. And once we start doing that, which is a harder way of saying we're very compassionate, we're focused on win-win solutions, that's fifth dimensional living. That is the ascension or the evolution that we're moving into, and you can see it with children. You see it with animals. And for us, as adults, it's about getting back into the heart and starting to perceive ourselves as masters, co-creators over time, and connected to all life. So it's the most exciting thing that I love talking about, and everything comes back to that, even a teaching about learning to love the self or how to manifest your creativity and make more money through that. That's all part of ascension and mastering the self.
Yeah,
I love that. You know,
just Yeah, it's like all teachings, it seems, like no matter what you read, if they are in the enlightened energy and moving to in the ascension, is that they're all pointing in the one direction of oneness, that we are mm-hmm. all connected. Everything is connected, and we are, and it's that connection is that we're bringing everything with us. As we grow, everything else grows and becomes enlightened.
Yes.
Well, I have to tell you something, guys. So the thing is that if we're all connected and we all have this really cool fabric, I call it, and we all are one, then when I go and knock on Bon Jovi's door, he'll know I'm connected, right?
No, he'll know you're nuts. It's like the first thing he's going to ask you. It's like, you're that crazy psychic lady on the radio. What do I do with you?
Oh, no. He'll know what to do with me. I'll promise you that. But I'm all, you know, and then again, in the fifth dimension, I've met people in the fifth dimension, Jamie. So I think that was, I always told Susan, I was stuck up there for a while. It is a pretty cool place. And I don't know if you can meet people, but I have met people in that fifth, but I'm not going to tell you who. It's a secret. And I just know that it does exist, and it's a really neat place to be. And so when I see fifth dimension, I love seeing that fifth dimension written down. So do you feel that you can, you know, your higher self goes into the fifth dimension. You can meet other people there, and that or animals or, you know, candlesticks or whatever you want to meet there. It is really cool, and I know we can connect in that fifth dimension, and I love that.
Yes, and so, you know, our work here is just anchoring that here on Earth. We're already that. It's how do we apply it into here, and then it becomes part of this experience more and more.
Remembering. Basically, not learning or evolving. We're remembering of the place that we started. And it just kind of folded in, and now we're awakening and blossoming like flowers that have just been exposed to the sun again. It's a beautiful experience.
Well, let me tell you, let me ask you a question before I do start wanting to ask another question and taking callers, because our board is blowing up. But here is what I have to tell you. So if I was, you know, I'm a queen, and if I was, you know who I was, Cleopatra, and if we were all remembering that, then I will have my castle and all of my servants, and really not servants in a bad way, I will remember that, and then they can come and actually I can relive it here on Earth?
Yes.
Girlie?
It would apply into this. You know, it would apply into the time frame that we're at now where it's a win-win solution for all. It's leadership that co-creates and moves energy forward in that way. Absolutely. Yes.
I love that. Thank you, Jamie.
Surrounding with beauty and the castle, that castle feeling, that's part of a powerful creator. So absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Jamie, I love you so much. And I am going to tell you, we are going to start because I've got so many people. I have extended the show, and I'm hoping that you will stay with us because everybody out there, just listen. Please don't hang up. We are going to get to as many callers as we can, and I have extended the show. So we are going to start with, of course, the fabulous Susan Z, so because she has been waiting, she has wanted to talk to you, even though she's asked you questions, she wants to also see the healing modality that you have. So I'm going to hand you over, or Susan, I'm going to hand you over to Jamie. So go for it, girl.
Oh. So excited, absolutely so excited. And I'm also Bonnie's guinea pig. So it's like, I say, go, Susan, go. See what it is. It's like, I'll try it first, but then you let me know what you think. And it's like Bonnie has raved about you. I mean, she's just, you know, was so moved and touched by the gifts that you have, and specifically impressed with one thing that she said to me that we'd had of other guests and everything. I was speaking in tongues in the healing, the light language, is that you actually understand what it is that you're saying in the light language. Most people don't.
Right. Yeah, it is a multidimensional, very layered language. So there is information that's being conveyed, and it's not word for word. It's it's the message of the information. And so I do a lot of group work, for instance, and in a case like that, I'll get a gist because it's so specific to each person. Their higher self is activating it, and so they're getting much more detailed information, even if they're not aware of it. But then when I'm one-on-one with someone, I'm getting translation, and I'm getting information behind it. So it's not a word-for-word translation. It is a translation of the information. And then even with that, they only give me what I need to bring consciously into awareness. And so I convey it to the person. Yes, and then the rest unfolds over time from you. So it ends up being mastery.
Yeah, when I open the Akashic Records, I mean, when someone allows me to read it, it's like I don't necessarily am able to translate word for word everything, and so I get images and imprints and feelings and words and things like that that get the message across of what it is that I'm actually looking at.
Now that we had this beautiful party, and I absolutely cannot, and I am so in awe, Jamie, of everything that you do. I'm so in awe that you can even say a word and even interpret a word. But I do want to tell everybody that I'm also in awe that I had robes on, and Jamie actually saw that. So see, it just really, really, really just confirms the Cleopatra thing that I always live. So now that I will hand you over to Susan. Go for it, girl!
You realize that you've confirmed that she's going to be insufferable.
Yes.
I'm going to have to get her some kind of an Egyptian robe to wear or something.
Exactly. So whenever whenever I'm doing a personal session, I usually have the person tell me what's coming up for them that they're wanting to change, because it's all about them starting to direct their life. And then in a situation like this where we've got people listening, it helps others open to the healing. Now, I can do it either way if you'd rather me just run energy and let's see what comes up. But for the most part, I'm going to be asking callers what's coming up in your life that you want to work on so that we're directing it more towards a specific healing. So is there anything, Susan, coming up for you?
Oh, yeah. I can be very specific about what it is. I'm very aware that my hearing got dialed down in my 20s, and I lost a good bit of, high-pitched and conversational, and have been told several times that it was pretty much a personal decision, a sacrifice that I made in order for me to hear higher dimensional conversations. And that's exactly what happened. It tuned me out of this dimension and kept me in constant connection to the messages, the voices, the healing, the training. But I'm now ready to be connected in both. And so I'd like to have the hearing back.
Oh, this is so amazing. I'm so glad you brought this up, especially because of other people listening to hear this. So what they're going to do, and as soon as you started talking about it, I was getting that same thing. This was part of your learning process of hearing in a different way, and you described it perfectly. Now, they're going to be doing two main things. One is they're going to be adjusting how you connect with your heart so that you're receiving more information there and it interprets through your heart. But the main thing is I'm watching, they're going to adjust something in your brain, and I'm seeing this right around it's right around the crown chakra, but just a little bit forward. And it's the way that information conveys back and forth between the right and the left hemisphere. So I'm watching that fire really rapidly. And so you're going to be interpreting information in this way rather than having to, quote-unquote, listen for it. Does
Ooh,
that make
fabulous.
Sense?
Fabulous. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And this is why I'm so excited that so many people are getting to hear this one, because it's going to adjust them as they need it as well. So beautiful. Let's get right into some light language. And everybody listening, take a deep breath. Sham arotai tatia kal ur. Besh tarot ainat mea kai. Kan urat ne shawarat ishtai tat iamai. Sani arat ielelian. Nesh tur baktai kiat tias. Som ashborotainet iarut niar. Kash tarotal en iasheret ish mehi kain ik kam. Karot aniashtai tietut aish barut al. Nash tarotai kaneat tieshad ur. Kish barutais nektiarukum ak meratai erat. Shen eshturatiam aish makur batat in. Nesh barutai shan. Ish tarotai erektiarat an. Keret ereshtairataish barutai shan ir nehneti kia kurpat. Saro alial ienan. Nesh baronat ik ma. Sen eshtiriatiasut tim. Kem esparut neshma tul ir. Sarian aruk dar ur mesparatis neka. Ser esh urt tia saik tia rut nia. Sum ashparu nal ir tet ir subtir ka. Simait tish tayet ner. San aruk na kum am esh. Me sharutai shalal ienet tisk naik tiramand. Daru alel ish darotan ir mektiranat im. Shanianot am eakmat hut ai. Si ta warat am. Kem ash barot alel in. Nairanat ish barutai shakul alal ienet im. Hima otai kak Hima sekati dan. San ashbaro atail. Dan ek naikam ur. San ashtarot naikam iet tum. Mam erum bai. Sai sharut ayekal iarana. Neru harashawarat am ak barutayin iena. Nayan arur ne makbai ima ma. Sim kai kut tai sherteya tum aya. San aruh naim iesh barutetik in. Sen esh darutai tal ur. Sim atai wak. Basharotayan am ish. Sesh kaya tur dai. Sariad an esh baronam ir kai. Kaniat tum ayamak kam. Ish kan tur dai al ekya kur. Susan, any experiences?
Yes. I had this tremendous kind of like a whirling sensation on the whole top of my head and a tremendous pressure behind my eyes and down my actually my left ear canal, which is like my better ear. But it's when I say swirling, it's I don't mean like in a hurricane tornado kind of thing, almost like a washing machine, back and mm-hmm. forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It was the weirdest weird sensation.
Yes. Nice.
Wow.
Excellent.
I love that.
Bringing that to so many people. Wow.
Yeah, it's an unusual, you know, when you have that kind of energy, because it is light energy, it's difficult to find words to explain what it is that you're experiencing, and it's just felt like this washing machine was going on in my head behind my eyes, and it was. Mm-hmm. And I've never experienced anything like that in any kind of healing session. It was just bizarre.
Yeah, that and that was an intense one, because this was a collective healing that you brought forth. You know, there are people that carry collective energies, and it doesn't make anyone better than anyone else. It's just kind of like, what's your job? And mm-hmm. this, because you access the Akashic records for others and you help others on their path, there's an aspect of sharing that journey with them. And so you carry collective codes. This healing that was done the best way to say it was, it was done through you for others. Because in not only from them hearing it, but then just from them interacting with you, they're going to be opening up to this. And this is like that 100th monkey. So everybody that's receiving this is then paying it forward because it's in their vibration. One of the things that happened during this one, isn't that awesome? It's part of that rapid evolution that we're creating the change.
Yeah.
The first thing that they were saying, and this part they were actually speaking to us, they were saying, you're ready now to, as they called it, to hear your mastery, to hear your power, to understand what you can do on a whole new level. And then after that, I was starting to experience it more through pictures and things about what was going on with the energy. There was a time where I saw this, what I would call a soul overlay, happening for people that was so intense, it was actually making my body shake. So I kind of felt like the washing machine too.
I'm not alone.
Yes.
Hey, Susan. Do you know when it says you'll hear that you'll hear the mastery? So maybe you'll get to hear me.
Oh, yes. Oh, for God's sake. More? It's not like I don't hear enough of you now.
I love it.
Well, I love you guys. I do love you. And I love that you hear me. And I'll love that you hear me more. So I am
I know you do.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you can share with me?
You know, I did not get any detailed information about this, but again, this has to do with collective clearing. There mm-hmm. was something in the second chakra that was inhibiting that previously, and so that was moved. And the way I experienced it was almost like a pin in the second chakra. And so that was removed in order for us to be able to connect in this way better.
Wow.
Well,
that's been
taking quite a hit for the last few days. Well, we won't go there. But
too much information.
I know. See you guys. I am going to move to the next caller, if that's okay. Is everybody okay with that? And I hope, Susan,
yes.
that you got...
Yes, thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And I will keep you informed of when that message comes through of my new power. I will definitely let you know. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, Jamie. I have 704 on the line. 704. You are on with Jamie and Bonnie and Susan. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
704? Hello?
Hello?
Who are we speaking with? Yes, we can hear you. Is this Mary?
Yeah. I thought I heard another voice come in. I'm going, well, 704 is my area code, so. Okay, yes. Hi.
We're talking to you, Mary. I'm going to hand you right over to Jamie because we've got so many people on the board. Hi, Mary. Good luck because she's fab. Jamie, this is
Mary.
Hi, Mary. This is
Hi,
Hello,
Jamie.
Mary. Hi.
That was wonderful, by the way. The light language was I really resonated with that, and I absolutely resonated with that healing. And by the way, Susan's my sister.
Ah, nice.
So I'm actually I'm in the same place she is, only in a different room.
So if you recognize the same soul imprint, if you're not going, what the heck? That is, you'll understand.
Yes.
Well, you know, it was just really lovely, and I was in tears, actually, of joy. I said to Susan, I said, gosh, I have so many things. I said, my body hurts. I said, my chakras need clearing. I can't seem to move forward in life. I've been running around in a circle for 3 years, and I said, I don't even know what to ask her. For me, one of the things that I'm so ready to move forward in life and just blossom, and I just feel everything is so jammed up.
Yes, I can feel it, and yet it's you're on the precipice. What I'm feeling is there's energy trapped in the throat, and one of the best ways that you're going to be able to release this, and we're going to do a lot of this release now, but is through tears. And let's talk a little bit about the throat, because it goes far beyond just how we express ourselves. The energy of the throat chakra is, of course, the words you say, the words you don't say, but actually it is the chakra of manifestation, and I've also heard it called the chakra of destiny, which I think is beautiful and perfect, especially for this time frame we're at now. So, what I'm feeling is that there is some energy that needs to release from your throat chakra to help you get that movement to feel like you're manifesting. And you even said, I feel like I'm stuck. And that is, it seems like it would be a different issue, but it's the energy that's trapped in the throat that we're going to release. And this happens a lot. There's always a perfect timing to things, I notice on this as well. Whenever there's any kind of heart adjustment, all of the other chakras have to adjust, and vice versa. Any kind of movement in your body at this point in time is going to cause some sort of opening in the heart. And so we are learning to interact differently and how to stand in our power, how to have compassion. When is it the wisdom choice in our life to say something? When is it the wisdom choice to say nothing? Because there are all those options in everyone's life at different times.
Absolutely, so, spot on,
And what we're going to be doing right now is healing some of that energy of the things that we feel as if we left unsaid, or the things that we feel that we said that we regret, and the things that we want to create and how to move forward, and that's a throat chakra issue. So are you ready to let that go?
Yes. absolutely.
Yes. Any questions or comments or anything before we do some light language?
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Well, I work with animals. I pet sit for a living, and I adore animals. And I've had this desire to be able to communicate with them. And recently, I've been getting this message that this was going to be happening, and not just that, but that I was also going to be able to help heal them, mm-hmm. which is really powerful. But I just want to put that out there because it's a desire. It's a deep desire.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Beautiful. Animals are here to remind us of different levels of connection, and it's so natural to them, and they are so such a vital part of our own learning. I love that there's that desire in you to communicate more deeply with them and heal them, which is about connecting them even further in with humanity, because the one thing that they have so easily that we tend to think ourselves out of is connection with Source.
Mm-hmm.
They are,
and they offer us so much healing and
yes.
so much wisdom, and I want to be a source available to communicate back and forth and to assist them when they need healing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Okay. But thank
Good.
You for that. That's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Okay. Good. So take a deep breath. Pasha kutitya. Si tarim ish barotainen im. Mai karu et tieshai kan urmat. Sal urmat nia. San ish barotain e kikiam atun nia. Sesh ur patait ia. Kan ush barot nai. Seniam a kurit nia. San eshburu alial in. Nai kan ur mat nia, sai tawa at tum, shekian ishbaru. Si tatum, seret ishakun eren ienai ia, sad iatai karum, kesh patu. Sem eshbaru tenea kail ierat ien, nai am ushbaru tekierat. Ia, sai alur niak kaim kanut nieh neatat ish, shai aro alel iniar ikiar iniar im, baren esh daratayin eshe kiarut ia. Ikaro atneran. Ish barukan iet taim. Kayam alur eshteren ie kienat ima ur. Kea patum. Bar etia sae klalear aneat niemai ima. Shekiaratain et niemam, esh barah lelel en irnik kiam. Kam arun esh barol erat knai, kam ash baro tetiesikiam am esh baro. Fung karu. Kietatairat em. Hi tarot an ut nea kawa rat inim erat etia sai. Sa u. Hik kan aru ne raral ema. Hi shanatae mak ul neret e shehe ema aitan im. Bar elel irak nekor am. sa sharo al ina eke kiarat met ieshai ima ur net niakam iret ima isharo tail am. Si tait arum iknane im, emesh aro laleam ait tan. Shem esh baro tail iema, iret niekan ireh ni eea, sur na tiekak mi au. Sima shakia tutinia, ishtaratia sai kenet irenet niama, dal eretiniak kai kianot ma, ashbaru arel inetia suk iama. Hi tawaratinia, shai akua. Very nice. Good. Any experiences, Mary?
Do you want to share? Well, besides the fact that my entire body is vibrating, there's a sensation in my throat of heat and almost like raspiness. And I know I've had this issue in my throat where I honestly thought I probably had some kind of abrasion or tumor or something going on, and I can definitely feel activity where I felt that was. Okay, so there's something going on there. And then I got these wonderful, of course, the sort of Rorschach-y lights and, you know, and the beautiful colors and then, you know, kind of like watching a prism. So, and then it was just the energetics of receiving the energy. That language is so incredibly beautiful. I could listen to it all the time.
And yours changed. There was an Egyptian language that was coming through in the beginning, and then not at the very end, because that actually was Egyptian again. It was that same life stream, but there was something right towards the end that was actually Native American. Or sounding like that to me. So the in the beginning, one of the things, there was this strong Egyptian energy working with you to heal your life streams from Egypt. And not just heal like, oh, big problems, but to activate them, you know, to bring them into a new level into this lifetime. I wrote a note here. Okay, I couldn't read it. I'm like, what does that say? at that point, that was when there was a lot of work. Yes, exactly, because I'm trying to write notes while I'm still in channel. I'll write a keyword so I'll remember everything. So that's when there was a lot going on with your throat. And then they started working to push your energy out. And I call that stabilizing the auric field or strengthening the auric field so that you're holding your energy, so that it has nice boundaries of what you're receiving and emitting, but that it's you're not holding your energy in. You're actually at a nice expanded aura.
Okay.
Makes sense. There was another part kind of around midpoint where this strong masculine energy was starting to come through. You could hear that it completely changed. And they were still doing a lot of work with the throat, and there was one point where I was watching them pull energy very rapidly out of your throat, and then they would use it to activate these jewels that I was seeing above your crown. And what that does is it continues to restructure your chakras so that you've got that expanded aura for yourself. And then one of the last things, they started showing me animals all around you, and I feel like this is another Egyptian life that you're bringing here. And then very specifically, they showed me a white dog, almost like a little, I don't know the names of them, but maybe like a little Lhasa, what do you call those? Lhasa
Osa? There's several,
like a little white puffball. One of those nice little cute white puffball dogs. They were showing me that.
Yes, the Bichon. But you know what? I wonder, Jamie, since I was the ultimate queen in Egypt, maybe Mary was in my court.
Oh, Bonnie, of course I was in your court, honey. We all were in your court, please.
And I can guarantee you she wasn't one of your servants.
Too much of that in this lifetime.
I would not do that. Okay, I'm fair to everyone.
She still
thinks
for all her servants to do her housework, her laundry. Okay, and it's like they've gone on to be queens themselves. I keep on trying to tell her that.
We were all
okay.
Jamie, thank you so much.
Yeah, wonderful.
I'm
going to
move on.
No, that was it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, and blessings, truly.
Thank
what a wonderful
Mary.
Gift you've given to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, I have the next caller, and this is a 518 number. 518, you're on with Bonnie, Jamie, and Susan. Who are we speaking with?
This is Glenn, Bonnie.
Hello. Hi, Glenn.
Hi,
Glenn.
How are you?
I'm going to find you in my court. I know that Jamie's going to find you in my court. Of course, you could have been the king of the court, but I am sure he's going to find you. But Jamie, this is Glenn. Glenn, this is
Jamie.
Go for it, guys.
Hello. Hi,
Jamie.
Glenn. Hello.
Hello.
Where are you located? Where are you?
I am in Albany, New York, and it is snowing again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love you, Glenn. Nice.
I love you, too. Thanks.
Beautiful. Yeah, because for some reason, your location is coming up really strongly around you. They weren't telling me what it was, but it's, I don't know how to say it except that it's up in your field right now. Are you feeling like you're wanting to stay there, or how's that feeling? I don't necessarily feel like you have to move or anything. I'm just wondering why it's coming up.
Yep, my game plan is to move somewhere very warm in the next 5 years, but my son's in ninth grade, so we have to wait a few years.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
These spikes in temperature are getting rough.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. So what is coming up for you that you're wanting to work on or ask about?
Thank you, Jamie. Would it be okay if I just give you a couple thoughts and then you just go with your intuition?
Absolutely. That's why I tell people, make a list. It could be as vague as specific, and then your guides will direct it.
Okay. I have a couple things, but, again, I'm sure it'll all flesh out. The last few weeks, I keep getting a lot of – I'm a healer, number one. Mm-hmm. So I've been getting a lot of feedback everywhere I look, synchronicity, people telling me that I have to heal my heart chakra, number one. And number two, I had a really, really bad case of Lyme disease 3 years ago where – I was very sick, number one, and I was on antibiotics for like 2 years, almost nonstop. Mm-hmm. So I almost feel like my body needs a good cleanse, a good detox. And I do eat well, and I eat organic, and I juice, and I think things like that. But I almost feel like my body needs an energetic, spiritual cleanse, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I was just to roll all this in is I just released my first metaphysical book. And I feel like I haven't found my voice. My voice is in the book, but Spirit's voice is in the book, and I'm trying to connect to my voice to bring out the voice that's in my book.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your book, because that's what's coming up first.
Okay. My book is called Your Power to Create You, and it's a metaphysical self-help book. It's a personal transformation book to reconnect people to their source, the source within them, their manifestation source. Everyone's trying to manifest outwardly, you know, in their physical world, doing, you know, spending more time doing more of the same things that are just taking them further away from their heart's desires. And my book and my program in the book takes people on the inward journey to connect to their source of abundance, so they bring that source out into the world.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Isn't it great when your guides are like, hey, plug your book?
I love that.
That's the guide team that's working for you. But no, really,
I guess I did find my voice.
Exactly. And you know, if they hadn't been asking that, if they hadn't wanted that to come to the forefront, then it wouldn't have. But that was the first thing that your guide team wanted, is to really show you where your connection is with it, because you are more connected in with it than you think, and yet you can always expand that connection. And okay. And you touched on it with the heart chakra, but there's a combination. And look at the perfection of the way that these are all rolling into each other, one after the other. So what we're about to do is about connecting the heart chakra with the throat on a new level. You know, you were already
okay.
there, and yet we're expanding that into a new level. But before we do that, they want to talk just a little bit about the physical body, because it's really feeling like you're in a good place of realigning your energy with what it went through. They're calling it a full body cleanse, that from a human standpoint would look like disease and trauma. But from an energetic standpoint, it was a reset. And
a reset.
Been,
yep.
A reset, yes. And you've been really good about realigning yourself to it. And actually, they say realigning yourself with it rather than to it. Realigning
okay.
yourself with it. There is a little bit that you may notice with the light language that will be helping some of the physicality, but you are actually right on track. And you've
nice.
Been doing really well with reworking your physical through that process.
Thank you. Thank you for that validation, because I feel like I have, and I actually feel the last few months I have felt better than before I got the Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was really sick for quite a while, and then I was slowly coming out of it, but it took a couple of years.
And that's, it's so fascinating to me that they call that a reset, because and that's not necessarily always the case with every single person that has Lyme disease, but it probably will be a solid generalization that will apply quite often. But in your
okay.
case, it was clearly a reset, and this was the way that your guides had determined would be the best way to completely reset your energy. And
okay.
it can also be, it's easy for light workers to go, but I had to take evil antibiotics from the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, that's the thing. When they're beneficial, they're beneficial.
Yes, and I had
and
to take those
beneficial.
Evil antibiotics.
This was all part of the process, and even your interaction with the physical antibiotics is an energy connection that helps change that energy in ways that you'll never get to see. So
okay.
I like to point that out, because it's important for each of us to really honor our path and look at it from a new perspective of, why is this in my life? Because it's not here for punishment. It's not here to you know, for karmic retribution or to harm me more. It's here for a win-win solution, because I'm a light worker on my path, and that's how I focus in and amplify things. So kudos to you. It was a
Thank
necessary
you.
and wonderful process that's resetting your energy, and you're right on track with that.
Great.
So let's do some light language then that is going to help not only you, but all of us connect the heart with the throat in a new way. And even though I'm pointing out what they're showing as an overview, there's a lot more going on than this, but it's the main crux of what's happening with this, because you have your voice and you have your heart, and you're just going to expand that connection even more.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So taking a deep breath.
That was incredible.
Nice. Anything you want to share?
I would love to share what happened. The first instantaneously,
sure you
I got a instantaneously I got a very heaviness in my heart, but I know that's a good, as a healer, I know that's a good thing. So it was a heaviness in my heart that I stayed with. But as you were doing your chanting, my throat had a mouth and was chanting the exact words right behind you.
Wow.
And then the Lyme disease manifested physically in the back of my head and my scalp, giving me a stiff neck for a couple of years and a tight scalp. And I felt a wave of energy wash through the back of my scalp where it was for the last couple of years.
Wow.
I know.
Nice.
That is amazing, Glenn. I love that.
It was incredible. And I stuck with the heaviness in my heart because I know it needed to be recognized and released. But my throat literally created a mouth and was chanting right behind you.
That's awesome. Nice. And you know, they gave a breathing exercise that they recommend, and anyone can do this. And it will help. So one of the things that I was seeing, well, first off, they were speaking very nurturing words to you. That you could feel or hear that there was this femininity to that, and it was this nurturance and this envelopment. And they were talking to you about your path, and even though I didn't get specific details, you'll know and you'll fill these in, but they were talking to you about your path, and you're here balancing masculine and feminine energy in a very powerful way. And so this is why you've chosen the healing path. This is why you came in male body, to really anchor a balanced masculine feminine being. That is what you do, and it's in everything that you do. So one of the other big things that I was seeing was this coherence that was happening. I was watching the heart vibrate out, and I was watching the throat vibrate out, and they were amplifying frequency for each other and coming into coherence, and which is how they would amplify it. You know, they would be more coherent and therefore have a greater power to them. So they gave a breathing exercise to help continue that work.
Okay.
And even during that point, I was noticing that I was breathing in channel, and it was almost like a hollow breath. So what they're wanting to do is fill your breath, is what they're calling it. So they want you to imagine that as you're breathing in, and you can do this like once a day for maybe five breaths, and then any extra that you want to. But as you're breathing in, imagine that you're breathing in either colors or warmth. So you can either use fire as the imagery,
okay,
and to varying degrees, or warm colors, reds, oranges, even pinks because of the heart energy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you want to breathe that in, and then as you breathe out, you want to watch that wave out into your field so that it's expanding out, especially going up through the heart and the throat. So breathing in warm colors or fire and breathing out with it expanding out into your field.
Great. I'm going to breathe in warmth right now because it's snowing.
Nice. Yes.
I have
That's
to tell
right.
you, Glenn.
Yeah?
I have to... You, I know I'm interrupting, and we've got so many cars on board, but I have to tell you this, Glenn, I'm all fire. I'm six fire signs and a rising fire sign. So just breathe in me, and you'd be okay.
I was going to say that. I'm going to breathe in honey. You're a firecracker.
All right. I'm telling you, you just can't escape body no matter what you do.
I just can't help it. I just support you. So I hope, Glenn, and listeners will think that you want,
Jamie,
and then everybody that knows you, of course, you too.
Thank you. Jamie, I just want to give a heartfelt, heartfelt thank you for what you just did for me today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Mm-hmm.
Love you, ladies. Okay. Thank you.
I will tell you, Jamie, and so will Susan. You can never breathe in too much me. Okay, well, anyway, I do have to tell you, Glenn is one of a kind.
I'm just like, on a cigarette on the side of the pack, you know, hazardous to your health. It's like too much Bonnie is just rev you up so much that you like your feet won't touch the ground, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. I love you, sister. That's so sweet. I love that. I'm going to take the next caller because poor Jamie, I mean, she has just got, I will tell you, Jamie, we could probably be here a week with you. I am going to take.
Oh, you're fabulous.
I know. And I will tell you that as many callers as we'll get in, you are welcome back. I will tell you that at the end. We would love you to come back. You know it's at your leisure. I don't like pressing or pushing anybody. But come back!
I will. I definitely will. Yes.
978, you are on with Jamie, Bonnie, and Susan. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Jamie, Bonnie, and Susan.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Peg Jones.
Hi, Peg.
Hi, Peg.
Hi.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
We're doing fabulous, wonderful. Yeah. And Peg, you have caught yourself one of the best places to be right now because you are on with Jamie.
I'm going
to hand you over to Jamie, even though Susan and I would like to grab you ourselves. But, Jamie, this is for you, girl.
Hi, Jamie. You know, you're the second person in probably a month that I've talked to about angel light language. And I personally work with angels myself, too. And I had never really heard much about it. And the message that I received, I don't really understand it from the other person, but it was a very positive message, you know, and it was like a message of, oh, we're so glad to hear from you, blah, 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 you know, like I was their buddy, and I'm sure, and it's kind of like since then, it's like lots of bricks have been thrown, my car got hit and run, just a lot of weird things. I mean, it all worked out with the car and everything. Everything's back together and the car's fine. But it really woke me up, you know, and I really felt like it happened when I was with someone that I was going to start a project with. And I was really excited about it, and then I got to thinking about it, and now it's not happening, but I'm helping them with their project that we were going to do together. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm doing that instead, but it was like, wow, what a way to let me know. But it was like, you know, we have to wake you up somehow, because you're not listening.
and that's what I'm feeling. This is, you are at a point right now that is all about you stepping into your power, your creativity, your voice, your pushing your energy out sounds like a negative way of saying it, but when you're pulling your energy in, the opposite of that is pushing your energy out. And it's not pushing over someone else. It's letting your energy flow. So this is what's going on in your energy field right now. So this creative project that you were going to do with someone, and now and it was going to be the both of you, and now it's just them.
Mm-hmm.
What is that situation? Why is it just you helping them now? What does that feel like to you?
It feels, I after thinking about it, I think that it's the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you were saying, I need to do it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that's fine. That's fine.
And what is it that you are wanting to do creatively?
Okay, well, I also have a show here on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, and this person I was going to do the show with, I had interviewed her, and she had interviewed me on her show on another radio program. And then we thought that we would work together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was definitely not going to happen. So mm-hmm. now I'm helping her
mm-hmm.
to do this for herself on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you also have your own show.
Right. And I'm basically on hiatus right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And this is part of that exercise of you really refining what it is that you want, what you're willing to do for it, and how you hold your boundaries, when you push your boundaries out, when you pull them in. So you're working through refining all of that. And it's also good that you can recognize that there's benefit for you in helping someone else and then coming back to your passion when you're in a different energetic space.
Right.
This is, it's easy for us to go, oh, I shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not doing this, then I'm not being successful right now, or I'm not helping myself. I'm not on a path of progression, and yet you are. So
mm-hmm.
just to recognize that you're in this reworking of holding your boundaries and being more comfortable pushing your energy out, really letting your light shine. So this is the light language that we're going to do, that what it's going to be focused around. It's actually going to be focused around really letting your light shine. Does that feel right to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Okay, so take a deep breath, and let's bring this healing through for you and for all of those beautiful angels out there listening that also want to find their courage to let their light shine more. Beautiful. Mi katu tani e tani in matu e kikia tuni semi isha katane e mai tatu kania kaika tatiata suna taima iken ite kaisha.
Wow.
Hita tisha kamai en e shadatai wa. Si shadatai nakal inet nima ish paratai nat ish shan hitese kiamat ilali in e tai tau san esh karatai lalim esh dinit imi sakim i sha ur heti sal marum ekenea tati shene i. De tati sakalal inet nima ish tati sakai i fam esh baru tati shene tati sa. Yes, sadaka. Kashna tuten i med i kanai. Kash darat a shalol alem arianat ika. San alur eniar I katai. Kashmaru emiak tima. Pitatai warakas. Parashakan irnet nim. Barant amat ninehni iam aishtarekial. Kan ashtaroh natur mektain em eshberetia saikan. I kalal it nim aima. Daro aran ish kanat ai. Sa tal amat tum. Me tainat ima. Kam ashbaru hakail al. Dan arat ne kam ieshai I ia. Ka hutai I ia. Sakar etiat anet tiamat iram imo. Bakur etetiasai ilil inik kiam. Kam aronet im ai kanat iritiasai ur. Basharokal elel inik ikia. Si shatia sakan. Kam esh daratia sakal it itiam. En esh daitatun im. Kam aron esh daratal ekiar. Sai arotnia. Shan ish baratnia tai ik mekiar im. San Shesharo talel I kaniat mai oram aiknatai ar sa tuthan iakma. Im ashbarat an ienet il atia sakai.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yes, wow. Thank you, Peg. Mm. So any experiences you want to share?
I just felt a lot of energy, a lot of love energy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really feel a lot of messages, but it was like reassurance.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah, there. That was really beautiful in the beginning. Like, it was hard to even say, take a breath or whatever I was saying before I started, because it was coming on so strongly. And you could hear that it was coming through with a lot of emotion, that there was tears flowing.
Yes,
And that's clearing happening on a really deep and beautiful level. And there was a sense as I was doing that, you could even hear my voice almost sounded like it kind of got small.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I was sensing earlier in your energy field, that your guides are wanting you to push your energy out, because as that was happening in that first part, there was a shrinking in and a pulling in. So this was clearing a deep wound from a past life that was, and they're saying it's multiple wounds, because whenever we have a big trauma, it continues to happen again until we solve it, but it happens in different ways, and so there'll
mm-hmm.
be a theme. And there was this feeling of wanting to shrink into the earth or just move into the earth rather than expanding out. And then you heard me clapping, like continuously, really fast, and then boom, energy released. And then after that, it was completely different.
Yes.
What was coming through. And so the rest of that was this really nurturing, empowering conveyance of not just moving your energy, but speaking to you of what it's like to be imbued with the breath of life and let that shine forth. So it's really in-depth and esoteric information about the breath of life that's moving through you. And it is as if it has chosen you, meaning all of us who are alive, in that specific form. Even animals, it's the same way, that they have chosen with great wisdom to come into their animal form. It's beneficial for them, and it's beneficial for all of us. And so it's the same with you letting your light shine. And I really also want to commend you on coming here and doing this publicly with all of us so that we can all see that in ourselves, because there's not one person on this earth that is completely worked out and absolutely done. And thank you for sharing that with us and letting us all see that reflection in ourselves.
Well, thank you.
It takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peg. You know what? When I call and I get numbers, I just have to say this because, you know, again, it's all about me, kind of. So I do want to say hello to you. I'm honored, and it's a privilege to have you on our show. We all are light workers. You are fabulous. I hear you are. I can feel it. You do such a great job. Just don't let your energy, don't ever get discouraged. Whatever we do for people, even if we don't get it back this time, you know it's coming back tenfold. So please, Peg, don't ever let anything, get you down, because you're good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a fabulous and wonderful day. And we hope, and I know that this has helped you, so only it's fair. I hope it is, because Jamie's wonderful. So thanks, Peg,
thank you
for
so
sharing.
Much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Peg.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I got to tell you something. There is one thing I would like to do. I know I worked with you, Jamie, yesterday, but there's just one little thing. Because, when people say, oh, what do you want? And I say, oh, nothing. I really don't know if I want anything. Well, I figured out what I want.
Oh, God. Oh, good Lord.
You're in trouble, Jamie.
I'm telling you right now, you're in trouble. When that mind starts working and she figures out what she wants, everybody clear out.
Well, I was talking to you, Susan, today, and I said, when I talk to all of our healers, and I love them so much, and I love what they do, and they, I always get a preview, and I always love, because I need to be able to see how they work, but, I never really asked. Did I ask you for anything yesterday, Jamie?
No, we went right into it, and then whatever came up. How was your sleep, by the way?
Isn't that fabulous about her? Think about it. That's just so fabulous about Bonnie, is that when someone asks what is it that she wants, she comes across with the energy of like, well, gee, I really can't think of anything that I want for myself. How many people do you know? That's what makes her so wonderful and why I love her so much, is that she's like clueless and enlightened at the same time.
Exactly.
I love that. And I hope I stay that way all the time. But I did figure out one thing, and I don't know that you can do it. I'm just going to ask, because I really love this, because I really am asking for, if I get it, everybody gets it. But, I was thinking, when I was talking to Susan, she said, well, why didn't you ask her to open all the spirit world for you? I thought, one of two things could happen. Either I do want all of the spirits, all of the gifts, all
and
of
I keep on telling her, be careful what you ask for.
Oh, girlfriend, I'm not scared. So I don't know, Jamie. Can you do something like really quick to do that?
Well, we can definitely bring through some energy that will start that for you, because what I sense is, and this is what I feel like we are actually all moving into, is more of a recognition of how we have access to everything. And it's not that we all become clones of one another, it's that we all start to recognize how incredibly capable we are. And yet, the way that it will open up is it happens in a progression so that you don't become crazy, unless you are meant to be a crazy person.
I know that sincerely.
I lived in Los Angeles, I was around, you know, you walk down the street and there's a lot of homeless people there because they're prevalent and it's good weather that they can survive in. And they are quite often people that are very psychically open. They just can't adjust into society with it. I've got innumerable stories of homeless people walking by, they're talking and they're, you know, chatting in their own little world, and then they'll look right at me and say something that is so profound, and I know it's exactly for me. So you don't want that. You want to be able to integrate.
See, Bonnie, I don't
want
to have to come and collect you off the street. So please listen to what she's saying, okay?
don't you worry, girlfriend, about that. I like perfume and clothes too much, and I don't think they'll let me have it and where they go. So you don't have to worry about it.
So we will unfold gradually.
Okay. I'll be here to help you to make sure that it's gradual, so that you don't, like, you know, wind up on the street, Bonnie, okay?
Yes.
I told your girlfriend, if I end up in the mental institute, of which I did work when I was, you know, when I was a nurse and a mental health worker, I know I won't end up there because I have too many friends that would get me out. So go ahead, Jamie, work your magic.
Well, we trust you, honey. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
So, you know what?
We have a very big surprise. Go ahead. We have a very big surprise for you, Jamie, after this. So please go ahead.
Nice. Okay, so let's take a deep breath and let's open up our gifts as rapidly as we can handle, and in the highest good for all, and begin to access our full power of mastery. And so it is.
Perfect.
Kashakaita. E. Sariatat e shakikiam aimat nia. Sem esperot tai kalel im esperetias. Sam ur met tiara kal. Kar ashnor nai arant im. Mi sharut isia kia tai tan. Hi sharutai man ishbarakal. Kem esh marotai. Sem ishbaro. Siklele em ispretiasai, shan urnet ni shananakai makor et. Sara sharu halalat erekneetai waratiashmai em ispretiasakianat num, inataitau aratala em, mekan erek kiaru. Shariatai eshtere tia saikia tatum, beret tia kau at nesh narotan im ai im, kalaratain em esparot. Sa kuaru arate nai em eshmeatea sut ir, kai ignayatum. Kesh parot tai sharot ish nahi im ek diral ian, narotan ik mai kam u. Shakator in the air. Sarum ekmesh barotan e shariat. Seru elekne sharum ur batat e kiaka. So, tono netia. Se shakikiatur hitiatat im. Mai karat am. Bara sharat alo neknia rait ir mekniam. Me tia tu saik kiar. Any experience you want to share?
Well, my whole body is like, I want to pull my clothes off.
Oh.
Bonnie, that's not what she
I mean,
did for you.
I know, but that's, I mean, I'm just saying that. It's not, I mean, it's not that I think, I'm just saying that, but I really, I'm so hot I could pull my shirt off, except I can't do that right now. So, and I don't know if that was it, but, you know, I went very deep into the astral plane while you were talking. So what did you find out about me?
So one of the things that they were saying is, and this is in reference to opening new gifts like that, new, which are actually things that we're supposed to naturally have as humans. They said it comes like a whisper first. And that's when, at that point in time, you as a human are learning about it, deciding about it, and choosing about it. So it comes like a whisper first. And then they said, then the storm begins.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh,
and
you're so spot on, Jimmy. So spot on, because that's exactly how it happened with me. Exactly. It's like, look out for the Mack truck.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, you have to be prepared for a storm.
I know. I'm prepared. Remember, I've got six of those fire signs all around me, plus I'm a Sag, so that's seven.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you that I do hear and I see in the back of my head, and I do auto writing. So I'm hoping that storm brings everything else, because I want to see it, do it, and feel it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then the next thing that I was seeing was as if doors were opening. That they're opening doors. And then right towards the end, I started seeing an eagle. And this was a flying eagle. It was a soaring eagle. And it is as if you were being carried by the eagle and then becoming the eagle. And then at the very end, I was watching that eagle disappear. And they were saying, it's not disappearing. It's able to travel through the dimensions, so it's disappearing into a portal.
Oh, Bonnie!
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I've got to tell you something, Jamie. I'm so excited to tell you this, but I was told by a friend of mine who's very clairvoyant that I would be traveling. I think it was in my astro chart that I would be traveling not only here in astral and hearing everything that I do, but that I would actually be traveling to different dimensions. And actually talking to people, things, animals, whatever is in the next dimension, that I would be able to communicate. So is that cool or what?
Nice.
Save on plane tickets.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm so excited. And you know what? I am going to be so excited when they all open, because if you know me and you hear me, I just, anything spirit, I am. So you know these things, like babies are us? Well, I am. Mm-hmm. I am spirit. So that's me, and I love that. And now we have a gift for you, Jamie. I know that everybody on the we do have a lot of callers, and I am going to ask you. And I promised you this, and I promised that we would do this for you. And actually, this is our gift to you. But we are going to open your Akashic Records.
Nice. Yay! Excellent.
Lovely.
So would you like that on the air, or
yes.
would you prefer
yes.
it in private?
Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it. Okay, now let me just tell you, I have so many callers on the board. I am going to, after we open it, our lines will probably, it'll take the show off at 3 o'clock. But I do want to ask you to come back. I do want to tell you we might get to a few more callers. I don't know. So please, everybody on the board, stay there. This is a pretty cool thing. So, okay, Susan.
Yeah. And of course, before we sign off, we will tell you, and Jamie will tell you how to contact her for these sessions or with her website, for those that were not able to get on air.
Nice.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jamie. I'm going to stop you, and Susan, it's going to be tough because I know when you get in the zone, and of course, I always interrupt. But I'm going to stop you at about 3 minutes, and then I'm going to go, Jamie, tell everybody how to get a hold of you, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, go for it, Susan.
Okay. As we've spoken before, and I don't know if, Jamie, if you've ever listened to our show, is that opening your Akashic records is that potatoes, potatoes.
Yes.
Is that it's not about that I open them for you, is that through a series of energetic verbal commands or questions, you give me permission to read them. And the first question that I'm going to ask you is that I'm going to need to know what soul window you are in at the moment, and that means that you have to tell me how old you are.
My real age, I'm 43.
43?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That particular soul window is it's our first mortality soul window. It is when we know that we are definitely aware that we have left our young girl ways behind. She's perpetually 15, so we're never going to get her out of that. And you begin to realize that we do actually have a limited amount of time to experience this life. Even though we know that, the way that we are imprinted and programmed, if you talk to anybody in their 20s and 30s, they're going to live forever. They never think mm-hmm. about what they're going to be like in 70s. And it's like, and as far as they're concerned, an older person is an alien species that, who are you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you are right now. You're feeling this sense of urgency about this life that you planned for yourself. Before, you were kind of like getting your feet on the ground, testing the waters. Let's see. Do I want to learn how to swim? Do I want to learn how to high dive? Do I want to paddle a canoe? And water is very important. The reason why I'm using water as an analogy is it because you are connected with water, with flow. Everything mm-hmm. that like a connector to the other dimensions, to your language, it's all connected with water. Do you find that sometimes when you're doing dishes, when you're taking a shower, even when you're drinking water, that you'll have these like little perks or epiphanies or ideas or things like that?
Absolutely. My great ideas happen in the tub.
Okay, then you understand exactly what I'm trying. And I'll tie that up for you later, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second question that I want to ask you is that what you've done in your life for career and of course now you are a light worker, but mm-hmm. what you've done in the past in your life?
I did everything from entertainment, I was an actress when I was younger, to corporate work, and
okay.
then massage therapy and into healing.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. I'm seeing a past
Don't
life as you as a court, you're a court jester.
Nice. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's like I see you in this court as a court jester.
My
so
court.
Entertaining. Yeah, very cool.
Yes.
And the last question
court.
That I...
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Totally.
My court,
court,
remember?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in Egypt. And I just mm-hmm. loved her. She was in my court.
Exactly. That's hilarious.
Of course. Bonnie swears and determined that everybody in our soul family was in her court when she was a queen, and she designates what their job was. So
mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay.
Well, that's
tell
what
me what
a queen does.
We've all come back together and gathered to serve you, Bonnie. You know that.
Thank you. But I love everybody too. I will shut up.
That's
but I do love everybody. I'm a great queen because I love my peeps. So go ahead.
That's true. So what would you say that your gifts were, and also that the things that you like the most about yourself?
I love, or my gifts maybe are understanding things in a different way and compassion. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Okay. Yeah. And what are the things that you like the most about yourself?
I think that's a tough one. Let's see. There's so much to choose from. No.
Now you sound like me.
I think humor.
Yeah,
so
are
I love
you,
laughing.
Are you related to Bonnie?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I think humor. That's one of my favorite things. I love to laugh.
Okay. So basically your laughter and
mm-hmm.
happiness and jovialness of
mm-hmm.
Yep. things. That's one thing I noticed through this whole show is that you laughed a lot. So that
mm-hmm.
doesn't because I do. I love to laugh. And I've got a big
yeah.
boisterous laugh and it's like
mm-hmm.
and it just feels it just makes me feel so good. Okay.
Yep.
The one thing, as I've mentioned before, that when I open somebody's Akashic record, that I cannot actually say that I read what the book says. It's something incomprehensible for me. Although there are moments when I think that I understand what I'm seeing, but mostly it's done for me through visual presentation, and so.
Mm-hmm.
When the book opened, the first thing that I got was there was this, I don't know how to say this, it was like a wall of water, okay? You know when you go into hotels and they have indoor fountains that
mm-hmm.
flood over a wall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I saw, and then underneath it was what they would call they look like rubies to me, but they were they could be rubies, but they were red luminous stones or rocks. So what I'm going to interpret is that the first thing I see is basically the journey that you've chosen and the tools that you have chosen to do this life in and what you're trying to accomplish. On the bottom part of it is always what it is that you have come in here to correct, to experience, or to clear karma of. So this wall of water, which is what I saw immediately, okay, and this, why I asked you about the water, is that the first thing is that you are not of this world, okay? This, I believe, is probably maybe one or two incarnations on Earth that you've had, and you're kind of you come from an amphibious planet. All right, which means that water is your natural habitat. You breathe in water, breathe out of water. Okay, I'm not really getting what your physical form is, but very genteel, very very fluid, very it's almost like.
I see it.
A jellyfish mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. Like translucent, but yet
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
And very fluid, very beautiful. And in tune with all creatures, very telepathic, okay? No verbal communication, all telepathic. So you haven't been in this particular in Earth incarnations, okay, for many times, but you made the decision to come here in order to help with ascension. Which is one of the reasons why you speak the languages, the language of light, okay, and why it, you're so comfortable with it. But you're also like a big kid in a candy store. It's you want to try everything. And you've had the last couple of lives of where you've been given the gifts and the agility and the talent to be almost anything that you want. I mean, you could do this or could do that or could do this or do that or do this or that, because it's just it's like child's play for you because you come from a much more advanced society. But what you did come here to do, without a doubt, is to raise the level of consciousness for humanity, because where you're from, you began to become very, very concerned with the water content of our planet, that without water, we'd die, okay? And so you, from that healing properties, you still had the imprint of that amphibious race that you're from, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's what you are here to do, is to raise the ascension and the consciousness so we can begin to environmentally start doing this. Now, the red rubies that I see is that I think the first one or two lives that you had here, you didn't quite get it right. Well, it wasn't wrong. You had an issue with violence, okay? Mm-hmm. Blood, the taking of lives, the taking of animal lives, and it's like, so the red rubies are the shock and the, because you thought this was going to be a breeze. Oh, I can handle this. I mean, humanity, how bad can they be? You know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, when you got here, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, look, I mean, they're one spirit, they're, you know, love, look at the beautiful souls. It's like, you know, let's help these wonderful beings. It's like, but you've never been a human before when you did this. And when you got here and the killing of animals and humanity, it devastated it and took you down. And it was like, and you became very angry and bitter and judgmental about these horrific, you know, what kind of species are you, like that. Mm-hmm. And you had to have a couple lifetimes to remember that you are of a higher vibrational race of being that, you know, and that you live within the water, you are with everything. I mean, you can blend with everything, and you and the profound adjustment that you had to go through, you weren't prepared for it. So that's what the red rubies are underneath there, is basically to forgive yourself of this immense judgment that you took on this lower species that you came here to help, and a lot of anger and maybe even a compliance with violence yourself, mm-hmm. that you are still working in this repulsive, you still have the imprint of violence and of being out of judgment of people that are brutal to one another. Mm-hmm. Brutality is it just almost crushes you.
Yeah. Amazing.
Does this sound?
Absolutely. And you know, as an adult, that's much easier for me to logically understand and deal with. When I was a child, that was horribly traumatic to me. And you know, what's interesting is I have a friend that makes amazing gemstone necklaces, and she, whenever I go see her, I'm usually drenched in her necklaces, and I own some as well. Well, she gave me one of her ruby necklaces to wear, and I now own it, because when I try to give it back to her, the necklace is like, no, we have to go with Jamie. And so I wear a ruby necklace and it does so much healing for me.
Yeah,
so
it might have something to do with where you're from, that whatever that red stone, it's familiar to you, mm-hmm. and it feels like home.
Yeah,
I have actually
visited that world. It's you're right on with that.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Well, how about, do you
wow.
want to know what I got?
Yes.
Yes, we do,
yes.
Bonnie. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, do you know what? This is so crazy, and we only have 5 minutes left, so before I actually get into this, we'll be on the air, but it'll stop. People will stop hearing us. We are still going to be on the air, though, so please stay tuned. I will go ahead and tell. I want everybody to know where to get a hold of Jamie. She is so fabulous. Jamie Price is her name. She's got a website. She's on Facebook. She does all the stuff we all do. But you've got to get a hold of her. The healing is fabulous. She is fabulous. Go ahead, Jamie, before I get into what I have for you, tell everybody what you do, how they can find you, and what you offer them.
Thank you. So my website is jamieprice.com. That's JAMYEPRICE.com. And on there, you'll see you can sign up for my newsletter, which is a great way to stay in contact with me. It goes out once a month. It has a free light language video on there. It talks about the monthly energies. I also do something called the weekly light blast that you can sign up for that comes every week, and it's to help light workers focus. On that monthly newsletter, you'll find out when I'm doing classes, because I offer monthly teleclasses. I do live channeling events and private sessions, of course. So definitely check out everything that I've got there. There's also light language CDs that you can download that are specifically geared towards certain healings. So lots of information there, and it continues to grow and grow. And that's jamieprice.com. And before we sign off, I want to say thank you so much to Bonnie and Susan. I have had a fabulous time. And thank you so much to all of the brave light workers coming here to share their public healings. I love it. It helps everyone.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Awesome.
You're awesome. Awesome, Jamie.
Thank
and
you.
I'll tell you, we had
thank
so,
you,
I've got to tell you, I could count on the board. I have so many people that my board, it keeps going and going. So I'm hoping everybody, that's a sign, Jamie, that you need to come back, that you need to be
yes.
on the show.
Oh,
I don't know that we'll
do.
Ever.
Yes, yes.
Everybody. But please, please come back. And now I'll share
will.
What I have
yes.
with you. It's so interesting because, oh, thank you. And thank you for being here. Thank you to all of our listeners, guests, and chatters, because we have a lot in chat. I love you. We appreciate it. We love every show we do. We hope we help you. We want you to always be with us, always listen. Let us know on Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, how you feel. If you haven't gotten in, I need your phone number so I can get you into the next show. I also, because we don't want anybody to miss any readings or anything that we do, let us know how you feel. Like us on Blog Talk, and you can always get a hold of us. Now, we are going to be off the air in just 2 minutes, but we're going to continue. So, we're going to continue with Jamie's reading. So, Jamie, what I got is so funny, because what I got was no person, like, you know, spirit, because I can feel spirit, and I love the spirit, but what I heard was voices. So, you know, I knew there was nobody standing physically with me, but it was that they were all talking at me, which is my clue that they were coming from the celestial realm of a much higher vision, because I didn't need like a grandmother or a father or mother, anybody to be here to give me these messages. And what I saw, where Susan saw the jellyfish, it's really crazy. But I saw a large serpent, but it was a beautiful serpent. I mean, it was just gorgeous. And this is what it said. We opened her up to heal herself, for that is the first quest she had. Healing others comes from healing herself. She is here to serve, but doesn't come in that form. Then they showed me a round tin It's really crazy. And they said that she that you had a round or a tin in childhood, and that you kept your favorite things in it, or something that you. They showed me a box, a tin. It was round that you keep things in. And then it says she had, and then as a child, she had a lot of sandwiches, and she was always smiling, even though she had a lot, when she had people around her, they felt comfortable. She might not have known it, but when you drew people to you, even as a child, a teenager, you didn't realize what they're saying, the energy that you gave off or the vibration. It's, you gave off the vibrations on a soul level to anybody that knew you. It also says, did you remember what you ate for breakfast when you were a kid? Because they're showing me breakfast plates. And they're showing me, I don't know if it's pancakes, waffles, and a banana. I don't know why they're showing that to me, or somebody in your home ate that. And they're also showing me a girl, and I'm going to say a young girl, who was wearing knee socks and Mary Janes and skipping around. And they said that she knows everybody, but she does not have a lot of friends. So does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. I mean, some of the details don't necessarily, like I don't remember having a tin or eating a specific breakfast per se, but I'm sure I did eat that. But it makes a lot of sense, and I have always felt like the journey of healing is me healing myself, and that's a constant work in progress. And then with other people, even that is always something that we're all tying into. You know, it's always reciprocal. So that definitely makes sense. And I was a very quiet child, and so that also makes sense. Of how and the type of friends that I would make. Yeah. Nice.
How about your, did you eat a lot of sandwiches? They're showing me they had piles of sandwiches on the table, which doesn't mean you ate a lot of them. It just means that that's what you ate.
Mm-hmm. I did. You know, we were back in that day when Mom packed lunch, and I think, you know, it was always sandwiches.
Okay, well, you know, so the world I never ate sandwiches. I always ate pizza. I guess that's why I was a little chunky. But and it's so interesting because they show me a little girl skipping with Mary Janes and knee socks. Now, it must be a young girl, and you were alone, which would make me know or give me the signal that you're a little shy. It was that you were skipping away. And in your brain, it showed me that you knew a lot of people, and I don't know whether it was from family or friends or your school, but you did not have a lot of friends, which means you kept close to what you knew and close to your own, you know, your own home, your own self. And that maybe would be tying in with all the hurt that you felt, you know, from past lives and what Susan said about, you know, about the violence. Because once you do feel that violence, I really believe that we kind of close in, even though you might not have remembered it from past life. That imprint is still there. So it's interesting. I did tap into you and I don't think that, I think if you asked your mother or somebody in your home, that they would say, yes, you had a pair of Mary Janes and socks, because I can see them. I can see them, the knee socks. They came up to your knee, and you had black Mary Janes. I'm not going to say red because they look black, and you were skipping in them. So I would bet if you asked your mom or your dad that you could see that they would say, oh, yes, you used to skip all around in those Mary Janes and socks. That might be too young of a memory for you.
I do remember having some Mary Janes. When I was quiet and by myself, I was very happy. That was the easiest.
I saw you, and you were skipping. That doesn't mean that you were skipping like, with skipping and you were happy. You know, when you skip and you're by yourself, it means you're happy because otherwise you'd be walking miserably. So I did see that. And you were very content with yourself. So that's what always, and that's the scene that they showed me that I don't necessarily know. I just, you know, I could feel you and I could feel what you were saying is you knew a lot of people, but you did not have a lot of friends. And I don't think you wanted them. You wanted to insulate yourself. You had that insulated feeling, but you were happy. There was no, like, sadness or unhappiness that you weren't liked, You just, you liked being within that insular self. And that's what it, I felt.
I think in this lifetime, the other lifetimes that I saw, is that this is the lifetime that you kind of, why you're so overjoyed, is that you finally remembered what you came here to do. You know, mm-hmm. the shock of all the red blood and everything like that. It's like, yes, this is what I'm here for.
Yeah. And finally, it really became about, oh, I get it. I get that I have had all kinds of experiences that have strengthened me, taught me, and they're all worth it, even though, you know, some of them were highly traumatic and others were awesome. It's been an interesting journey. And, you know, they used to teach me to heal by watching past lives. And so I had a lot of understanding through that, even working with others, of my own past and, you know, what we go through as we cycle through here. So, yeah, it's been fascinating and you know, still resolving in different ways. Very cool.
Well, I think that is so cool. I will ask you, I know that I am telling you I have so many people on the board, and there is one person I am looking for that I don't know how you feel about doing one more. I know that it's late. I know that we are not on air, and I know they're going to shut us off soon, but I'm mm-hmm. going to ask you, it's up to you, would you do one more healing? And I don't even know, there's somebody here that's not well, and I'm trying to find out. Kelly, if you hear me, please write that number in chat. You had said that there was somebody that needed some healing. If I don't see that in the next 2 minutes, I'll pick someone. If you want to do it, if you'd prefer not to, we will bring you back. And I promise, Jamie, mm-hmm. if you want to be on this show anytime, we will set this up for you.
Cool. Yeah. Let's definitely do another show. You know, I'll give
okay.
time in between to have other people, but definitely
okay.
I'd love to come back. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, everybody,
yeah.
I thank you for staying on. I hope that you've enjoyed Jamie. I know we have. I do have about 50 numbers, Jamie. You can go to her website, everybody that's listening to me, and she will tell you again, please get contact her. That's why we do these shows. A personal healing is going to be really good. It's a wonderful experience. And Jamie, again, please tell everybody listening how they can get a hold of you.
My website is jamieprice.com. That's JAMYEPRICE.com.
All right. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Jamie. Thank you, my sweet, fabulous
thank
co-host.
You, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie and Susan.
Thank you, Jamie.
Very welcome.
Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You. Yeah, awesome, awesome. Again, everybody, we will be back, Susan and I, on Monday, 1 to 3. We rock the house, so we hope that we've made everybody a fan, and please tune in to Susan and I on Monday, and you know what we do. We rock. So thank you, everyone.
Yes.
We'll see you again on Monday, and have a great weekend and a safe weekend. Thank you.
Yes.